Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's going on? This is Kevin Deers with Metal Shop on KISW. I'm talking with a band called Code Orange. We got Jamie, we got Reba from the band. They are here
News.
In Crocodile, actually. The Crocodile, the iconic venue, has now become a new venue. It's really, really classy environment. Welcome back to Seattle.
Thank you very much, my friend.
Absolutely. So first off, your new single is called Out for Blood. I have to do the journalistic thing and ask, is there a new full-length coming?
No, not that involves that song, no. But, yeah, we're working on new stuff, but it's just meant to be a single.
Cool.
As much, yeah.
Awesome. All right, so I'm curious. You guys have been in the world of pro wrestling. You did the theme song for Aleister Black back when he was in WWE. You did a live performance on NXT. I'm a wrestling nerd myself. If you guys jumped into the world of pro wrestling and you had to start like an NWO like faction and you had to choose one other band to be in your faction with you, who would be that band?
They can't cut it would just be us, so
okay,
we already got the NWO. That's why we got the shirts.
Yep,
me, her, all them. We got enough people. We got like six people. We don't need another band.
Oh, there you go. Actually, that's pretty good. Pretty big faction in and of itself.
Exactly. It's bit, we got everybody, man.
Yeah.
Everyone's got their own thing.
So, Thinners of the Herd is the t-shirt you're kind of referring to. It's a kind of NWO themed t-shirt. Can you break down what Thinners of the Herd is? I'm sure you get this question all the time, but I got to ask. What's Thinners of the Herd all about?
I mean, it's really just evolved into a name for our fans, what we call our people,
mm-hmm.
I think when we started, I had a song called Thinners of the Herd that was based on stuff we were. It was kind of based on an idea that we had through our old label Death Wish. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just just about clawing up, fighting through,
yeah,
taking everyone out. But now it's just kind of means it's like the same thing as people ask me, what does Code Orange mean? You know, we kind of came up with that with Code Orange, and it did actually have a meaning when we were 14, 15, mm-hmm. But it just turned into what people around town even referred to us as, like, oh, there's the Code Orange kids, there's the Code Orange, you know? So we just like having a way to call all of our people that have supported us and all of our little freaks just like us, you know, that might be into a lot of different kind of things.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's like you'll see tonight, it's not, you know, it'll be some hardcore kids, metal kids, fringe kids, kids who like all kinds of stuff.
Industrial kids, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Punks.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and just people who fight through. That's it.
I can't close up right here. It's just me shooting this video, but on his head, he's got a scar. He had to, Jamie got a scar here. Looks like he had to stitch it up. We were talking about wrestling. It kind of looks like you got in a match, man. What happened? Did you get smashed on stage?
It ain't a match up there. It's a fight. So, you know, we just took the old shot to the dome.
Was that like a guitar to the head or a stage
mic?
Mic?
Self-inflicted.
Okay.
I mean, a bit accidental, honestly. Yeah. We all are dealing with... That's the least pain that we got going on in the group right now. So
sure.
I'm not even worried about that, but we got some other... She's got some shoulders. I got my knee popped last night. I won't I'll spare you the list, but
sure.
Yeah, we're beat up.
Is that something you'll just deal with at the end of tour? And you're like, okay, we'll just accumulate this damage and then regroup once tour's over.
We've been doing this a long time.
Okay,
like, you know, we just it's the price you pay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And all levels, like we were taught when we were on tour with Slipknot. You know?
Yeah.
They've all had their necks fused. Like, I'm just grateful we're not at that point yet. You know, we try to stay active as much as we can. Sometimes I feel staying active leads to getting more hurt, but we get beat up, but we're okay. I mean, nothing too bad right now. Nothing extremely bad.
You're showing up. You're still doing it. So
of course we'll always show up.
That's all. The pandemic has been crazy. I you know, I hope to someday do an interview and not mention that word, but I do have to say you guys were incredibly resilient. The beginning of the pandemic, you guys were about to literally drop your record release show, your album Underneath on Roadrunner. It's this big thing in Philadelphia, and you pivoted because things shut down. You guys just killed it. You did an incredible like audio visual spectacular with Sunny from Hate56. It pushed the limits for what bands would learn they had to do.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And you know, how was that personally? Did you guys, I mean, it's not even a question. First off, it's just like, I just have to acknowledge that was so sick.
Thank you.
From there, you know, did you guys kind of just stay active with creating all this, like art and music? And I hate to say the word content, you know, it's like create content creators. No, you guys are creating art and it's awesome stuff. So you're very welcome. You know, were you guys just staying super active and learning all these new things to put in your tool belt?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I remember, like, you know, when that whole thing got, you know, started, whatever, me and Jamie were just talking in the car, and, like, just the way we are, we don't like taking, like, no for an answer in terms of, like, you know, you just have to chill. Like, you know, the band is always doing something, whether or not people are allowing it, or whether or not, you know, things fall in place one way, like we'll always find another route. So pretty much immediately when it was like, okay, this is happening, you know, we were just honestly excited to figure something else out.
Yeah.
And that's why I think we were the first people who did it, because we're so eager and to like get our thing out there. And like, mm-hmm. we knew we made this amazing album and we felt really strong about, and the whole art for the album and everything, like we wanted to get it out in a certain kind of way. So
yeah,
we just went into like go mode, and you know, we had prepared all this stuff, you know, to play live, and we just had to pivot and make it work. And we just, you know, we're truly the only band who has like all different kinds of people doing so much stuff. Like, oh, I feel like usually bands who have a lot of really strong personalities with people who have a lot of like, you know, ideas and stuff, like, mm-hmm. they don't usually get along or they don't like make it through. But since we're such tight friends and we like kind of pushed through that, we were able to just, you know, like pull all of our skills together basically. Yeah. And then we did that first live stream of our record release show. And then that just made us want to do another better one. So we then did this Back Inside the Glass, which we just
recently
put out up on the web. So
that's all. You guys come from the world of, you know, like get in the van, DIY touring, you know, you guys played a freaking like a little room called the Red Room probably 10 years ago, like in Tacoma, like just real small, like, but you guys have risen to such an incredible level. How has starting at that level and doing everything yourselves, how has that helped or shaped the band?
I think it's just builds a good work ethic. And, you know, we come from the culture of, you know, hardcore punk music,
mm-hmm.
and kind of what we were just discussing, like in terms of the live streams, that type of mentality, like it kind of, like you said, Sonny, you know, like a DIY kind of mentality, helps you build those things from the ground up, and it leaves you less afraid because you feel that maybe you have the resources to, do something that doesn't feel super achievable, whether like on your budget or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's what hardcore and punk and has taught us. So we played those rooms, we paid those dues, you know.
Yeah.
The many miles, we've done many, 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 many shows. We played here many times.
Yeah.
And I think it's great because then you can drop us in pretty much any environment and we're going to be able to figure it out. you know? So if, whether it's we just open up for corn.
Yeah.
If we can figure that out. You know, that's a psychological problem to solve.
Yeah.
Okay, what are these? How do we connect with these people?
That's a lot of stage to...
It's a lot of stage.
Yeah.
And then on the flip side, maybe even shows where, you know, we've played many shows to not many people. So we've also been the experience recently where, you know, we opened for a band and there's not many people there. How do you make that great? You know?
Yeah.
And you kind of go back to that mindset of playing these emptier rooms and still giving it your all, you know? We always give it our all, I feel. I think anybody who's seen us probably at least would agree with that. We always go for it, you know? So I think it's just helped lay a nice foundation. I think that, yeah, that's what's so great about where we come from is you pay your dues and you have to earn everything. And sometimes I become a bit bitter old man style because some of that kind of slips away.
Yeah.
But I'm proud that we did it. We definitely did it the most straightforward, true way you can do it. So I feel anything we're ready for whatever.
When's the last time you personally moshed to another band? Years ago?
I'm not, I tell people this, I'm not really built to mosh. If you look at my my physique, I'm tall, skinny, and when I'm out there in the pit, I'm looking like an absolute jackass.
Yeah.
So I've done a couple, I used to hit it, but then I saw some videos of it and I said, you know what? I'm meant to be up there, not down there.
Sure.
And I got my ass out because kids, you got to know when you're not meant to be in there, you're not meant to be.
You're not built for this.
I'm personally not physically built for it. Oh, looking like Gumby in there doing all kinds of weird. So it ain't for me.
Reba, when was the last time you were in the pit? Was it when you were a kid?
She's going to get in the pit tonight. Me and her are going to do a little mosh pit tonight.
Okay, Dying Wish. Yeah.
Dying
do
Wish.
Do some stage dives. Nice.
She'll run the push pit. Yeah, she get in there.
Yeah.
What I want to see from the stage, I love seeing the mixture because it reminds me of just like 90s like metal videos or like hardcore videos where it's like, you see some karate, you see some hard ass pushing, you see some stage diving.
Yep.
I like the mix. I like the fringe mix. I like seeing the little freaky weird kids like push around. People get mad at like the pushing. I love pushing. I like pushing and I like the kickbox as well. Obviously, yeah. That's what we're from. But I love pushing. Some hard pushing. You'll get fucked up in the push pit. Don't get it twisted. You will get messed up in a push pit. You'll get pushed straight to the ground. Tonally. That's like what Pantera videos looked like.
Yep. And,
you know, I like when they had the, even Slipknot, they used to have to wheel the ambulances out to Slipknot, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Not like I want anybody to get hurt. Don't, let's not say any of that.
Positive chaos.
But I like a little bit of chaos.
Beside your head, which is a scar, pick a scar on your body and tell us how you got it. And you can prepare after him.
Jesus Christ. I'm covered in sweat right now. My knee is fucked up. Does that make you happy, sir?
It does make me very happy. No, it doesn't make me happy to hear that you're injured.
Cut too many cut scars or anything, but yeah, both my knees are pretty shot. I don't have like any big ass scar or anything. Do you? Okay. You have your arm soccer one. Scars. No, when you put your arm through the glass. Playing soccer, yes. Oh yeah.
And scars in my heart, you know, for just life.
Heart scarred.
Yeah. So soccer, are you still active? Do you still play soccer?
Ain't nobody playing with me though. Ain't nobody like to play with me though. No, but
tour soccer? No tour
I
soccer.
I would if the people were there. I would at an instant. It's hard to do shit on tour. Like,
yeah.
It's just like getting everyone in the same place to do the same thing. It takes a lot of like, you know, corralling.
Yeah.
Even just to all eat at the same place takes a lot of corralling.
So. We all did jiu-jitsu, so that's probably more.
Oh,
Sport.
Awesome. Right on. Well, you know, we're here and obviously you guys are going to be out on the road here with Dying Wish, with Loathe, with Vended. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Sorry to be so specific with questions. That's cool.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.